The verbal thread in episode 3 is the one place where there are verbal connections to help remember. You're not to be called rabbi, for you have one teacher. You're not to be called father, you have one father. Not to be called instructors, for you have one instructor. So if you, that makes that episode easy. The last one is the typical Jesus reversal. All who exalt themselves will be humbled. Those who humble themselves will be exalted. A-B-B-A. Exalt, humble, humble, exalt. So if you recognize that, it makes it easier to remember. The most difficult part of this is remembering the sequence of things in his accusations of the Pharisees. They do all their deeds to be seen by others. Then it's phylacteries, places of honor, best seats, greeted with respect, called rabbi. And in fact, what those are, they're really three. They make their phylacteries broad, has to do with their clothing, love to have the place of honor, and to have best seats. Those are both synonyms of places of honor. And the other is verbal respect, greeted with respect, called rabbi. So if you think of, again, that structure, phylacteries, place of honor, be greeted with respect. It's all right there. The spirit of this is the spirit of sectarian conflict. Jesus is a Jew who is criticizing other Jews, were very verbal about the need to observe the law, but did not always do what they taught, which is, of course, typical of all religious people then and now. So this needs not to be thought of or pronounced as something that is unique to Jews in the first century or Pharisees. This is something that Methodists, Baptists, Catholics, you name it, we all do it. The same is true in relation to the critique of Jesus. He is specifically referring to the dietary laws, which created major work for women especially, but also there were things that made work a lot harder in some of the traditions of the Pharisees. The other critique is in relation to then the traditions of honor that religious leaders then and now, how shall we put it? I notice that PhD types like myself love their robes and their stoles and things. Well, that's exactly what was going on with phylacteries and fringes. To have places of honor, both at tables and at in worship and public occasions, faculties regularly process into the first seats and love to be addressed as doctor or professor or various titles. I became very aware of the dynamic of this at Earlham College, where faculty were predominantly Quakers, and they forbid us as students to call them doctor. I remember my organ instructor, my organ teacher, Larry Apgar, saying, "My name is Larry Apgar. You call me Larry Apgar. It's not Larry. It's not Dr. Apgar. It's Larry Apgar. That's my name. Simply call me that." Well, I learned something there about the problem of titles, which is that it creates a system of exaltation. And that's what Jesus was teaching against. He was teaching about the value of humility and that people who exalt themselves will be humbled in the future. Those who humble themselves now will be exalted. That is, respect follows humility, not the other way around.